Dreamscape presents Wedding the Widow by Jenna Jackson, narrated by Anne Plosnick. Chapter 1. Village of Rutham, Kent, England, October 1816.
Here you go, Mrs. Easton. James Lord Bragg handed her a pint glass of Rutham ale.
Thank you, my lord.
Shivers of delight coursed through Elizabeth Easton as she accepted the dripping libation and took a long sip, cool and nutty, with a pleasant bite. She'd initially encountered the brew this past summer during her friend Charlotte's first house party, at the insistence of her neighbour, Lord Rutham. Even though ladies weren't supposed to drink it, she'd enjoyed it, and Lord Bragg had remembered. This weekend party had held more pleasurable sensation for her than she'd known since she'd lost her husband, over a year before. Much of it because of the harvest festival, here in the village of Rutham. Some of it was sparked by her best friend's announcement an hour ago that she and Lord Rutham were to marry before the new year. The bulk of it, she suspected, however, came from the handsome young man dancing attendance on her, whose arm she now clasped. Lord Bragg, or Jemmy, as his sister Georgina called him, had escorted her about the county festival all day, seemingly to their mutual satisfaction. They had enjoyed shopping among stalls. He'd insisted on buying her one of the sweet little dolls made of stalks of wheat, had a delicious tea, and laughed themselves giddy at the antics of the participants during the various games. With their sizeable party, he could easily have changed partners several times during the festivities. Lord Bragg, however, had remained at Elizabeth's side all day long. Quite flattering for a widow of 26. Now they were enjoying a quick pint of ale before the final and, as some had said, most important activity of the day, the crowning of the Corn Maiden. She wrinkled her nose at the sharp smell of hops.
I wonder why ladies are not supposed to drink ale. Gentlemen should not be allowed to have all the fun.
We cannot give up all of our best secret pleasures, Mrs. Easton. Lord Bragg's sky-blue eyes crinkled as he grinned. He was certainly one of the best-natured gentlemen of her acquaintance. They strolled away from Mr. Micklefield's temporary stall toward the centre of the field where the games had been played earlier. Even though she'd been sensible and worn her sturdy half-boots, the newly mown stubble made her wobble. She clutched Lord Bragg's strong arm tighter, the startling warmth of him seeping through his green superfine coat.
"Careful there, Mrs. Easton. We don't want you to come to grief.
Lord, don't let—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?